Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
Wonderful. Good morning to you. This is Brad Zockel. I really do appreciate the fact that we can get together here. And thank you for joining me in the barn studio right now. I'm doing some babysitting as I am with you here in upcountry South Carolina. We've had a cold snap here, and so all the heaters are on and running here in the barn. Things are going well. And so my babysitting time is that I have our feral cats in the barn with me, shut out from the cold because it dropped. Because two of the three, our little infant kittens, are two Siamese feral cats that we adopted. So they're over here. So if by chance during the course of this recording you start hearing some loud or raucous calling or wrestling or maybe even the cats coming over here, you're going to understand why. This happened, I think I was recording for Instagram, and one of the cats really started getting agitated, wanted me to play or just wanted some attention. So be that as it may, it's not a child outside or my wife in an agitated way. It's just the cats. We have them over here. Wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much for being with me. And I hope if you get a chance to see our video series that we're posting, when I say we, the very talented John Pickens, a young man who is handling our filming department in our ministry, is a wonderful young man, John Pickens, and his production company has come in, and we went over to East Tennessee. This is going to be, a couple of months ago. Spent a whole day filming, and so we're going to run a test run of this. A premiere showing is going to be on Thursday, the 29th, Leap a Year Day. Four episodes will be introduced, some this Thursday, and you can see these later on. And then next Thursday, we'll introduce the second, or episodes 3 and 4, on Heaven is Home. Use them for your church, use them for Bible studies, use them for discussion groups, whatever you'd like to do. Wonderful, wonderful truths in the Scriptures. It has nothing to do with me, it has to do with the Lord of Heaven. Yahweh has made a way and made it very clear in his Scriptures on what we can enjoy. And so as we get started here, what I want to do is to let you know of some great truths as I continue on in our study about heaven. We say, well, if we're going to talk about heaven, well, automatically you go to Revelation, right? I mean, because that's where it's going to talk about, Jesus in the Gospels here at Luke 15 and 16. He's going to hint about heaven here and there and all. But I became very convinced and convicted that we can go through the Scripture and in each book find very, very, very strong references to the heavenly truths, which each of the prophets, each of the disciples, apostles, they will teach something and pass it on as the truth, as well as Jesus himself. And so I want us to find them. So what I'm going to do is embark on a book-by-book walk through and finding heaven in different Bible books. And so to start us off in a sampler, sort of a little appetizer type of a start, we're going to go to a very small book and take a look as we go into 3 John. We're going to find heaven in 3 John. Just a sampling now as we get going, so you might be able to understand that. And I want to thank you so much, friends, for being so supportive of the ministry this weekend. As I record this, I'm going to be flying into San Jose and then speaking in Salinas, California on Saturday afternoon, middle of the afternoon, to the Salinas Hispanic community. Landmark Bible Church is the destination for a wonderful, wonderful time. This will be about my fifth time being with these dear folks at Landmark. And Pastor Faustino is just a wonderful host and his wife Maria. And I'm looking forward to that. Please be in prayer as I fly. And then the next day, I will be up in Hollister, California, just a little bit up the road. I'll be speaking at Calvary Baptist Church over on Highland Drive, Calvary Baptist Church, for the morning and evening service right now. They do not have a pastor installed just yet. I'm actually filling in the pulpit as well as being a guest speaker. Please pray for them as they're bringing in a new pastor within the next month. They're still in the final voting process, too. The next week, very excited to go back up to the Keystone State, my birth state, and heading over to Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, with Pastor Steve Cruz and the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Mechanicsburg. That's going to be the morning and evening service. And with all of these that I tell you about, you do know that we always include a Q&A session. And so those will be time. Now, Emmanuel is live streamed. I can tell you that on Facebook. I am not sure about Calvary or about Selena's Landmark. So I'll try to find out and let you know in a future podcast or on some of the social media. Let's go to our scripture now. And we're looking in 3 John. Can we find heaven? Or is this just a writing about Christian behavior, about doing good, or Jesus is nice? Let's move away from any sort of just kindergarten-type rhetoric or I'm going to church and I'm going to hear something nice and this is going to move me along. Let's get into some responsible study. And in this one, we're going into, it doesn't even have to say specialized, but a very strong study on finding heaven within different passages and different Bible books. We find it here. I'm just going to give you a sampling just within this tiny book. I can practically read the entire book. It's smaller than a chapter. You look in 3 John, you have the epistles, and 3 John is only 15 verses. So I'm going to read the first one, the entire chapter, and then go into and giving you about 3 solid points just in the beginning of this wonderful book called 3 John. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, John says, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testified to your love before the church. You do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God, for they have gone out for the sake of the name. And that's a formal name for the Lord, Hashem. The name, you can capitalize M. Accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will bring up what he's doing, talking wicked nonsense against us. And not content with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers and also stops those who want to and puts them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. I had much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends, each by name. This is fairly dripping with heavenly truths, and in the time that I have, I'm just going to give you a couple and then glance back up. What a wonderful heavenly truth book. This is one chapter, but it's an entire book. The third letter that John writes, when he writes this, we see some strong truths. And let me start with this. I have in my hand a letter that was sent to me up from Salisbury, Maryland, from Pastor Lou Bradley. And it's a wonderful, it's going to be sitting on my desk here. Dear Brad, it was good to see you and hear you a couple of weeks ago. Your message and the visit was a special blessing to me. And thanks for our pre-morning power meeting. It was in his office. We all got to meet my brother and myself and Pastor Lou. And it was a chance to remember for a while. And you are and were a blessing, Brother Lou. Let me explain. Lou Bradley was one of the first pastors when we moved after my mom had remarried and my stepfather moved us down to the Chesapeake Bay just to move away from the area, not toward a new job, just away. He had no job. We were in poverty, as I told you about, and of course he was abusive. We lived in a slum house. We actually would look out the window and we'd see I remember looking out a window and seeing a crime taking place out there. It was terrible, terrible place. But there was one bright spot. We found out about Pastor Bradley's church. We went there, and it was a light in the week. It was a joy. And Pastor Bradley is now 92 years of age. And we went back, my brother and I met him before the service and just told him what he meant to us. And then he became very emotional. This is a dear friend. And in knowing that we not only enjoyed Pastor Bradley then and went back to the memories of joy, we're going to see him in heaven. As it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9, I will have great joy when I recognize you in heaven in the presence of Jesus. Oh, what a thing. What a truth that we have here. And so when we move on into John, we see this in 3 John 1. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, that may you may be in good health as it goes well for your soul. Well, he's talking, as we see through here, the reunion, talking with you. Gaius, it is so powerful to talk back with you. You see at the end, I don't want to write with just pen and ink. I want to see you face to face. And so here's one of the first things, one of the joys, the wishes, the heavenly wish here is to be back with you in fellowship so we can both enjoy Jesus Christ and that koinonia fellowship with one another. And that's going to happen in heaven. We're not only going to see each other face to face. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 12 that I will be known even as I fully know, but we also know we're going to see the Father face to face. Revelation 22 and verse 4. Revelation 21 and verse 3, God will be alongside us, walking with us. Boy, you talk about comfort. As a matter of fact, Isaiah 51 and verse 12, the Lord says, I am he who comforts you. We look in this passage and we keep seeing blessings. And let me kind of work down here. It says, I pray this would be a joy to me, that I would find you in good health. Well, isn't that a heavenly truth? Not only will we find good health here on earth, but there are times when there are going to be diseases and persecutions and challenges which take away our health. And so we're guarded in our health. I do, as I know many of you do, take supplements or special medications to keep us puttering along in this life. But I think about this, the heavenly truth, here's the first heavenly truth, the desire here, the hint here becomes the reality there. Think about what it said in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 2. There is a forestry of trees, trees of life, which give forth fruit, a variety of fruits, but it also says that the leaves are for the health-giving. Now, some translations might say the healing, and that's an unfortunate translation. The word that we have there is the same word where we get the word therapeutic. It means a preventative, not a reactionary. We are there, and these leaves, on however they're ingested, they're applied to us, or we are breathing in the aroma of them in whatever way, the leaves give us this vitality, this energy. We see that we are in good health. We will never experience pain. Revelation 21 and verse 4, we will never experience anxiety, depression. The same passage tells us that. Health, the desire is, would you, I just hope you're in good health. In heaven, a heavenly truth, we will enjoy perfect health. Incorruptible bodies, 1 Corinthians 15, 53 through 57. Without any fear of death, because indeed we have bodies that are immortal. Same chapter. We will be changed. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50. I now look, and then it also says, when I say, I rejoice greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth. Indeed, you're walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And that's what we'll be doing in heaven in the perfect sense. Right now, we present the truth and we live the truth. And in heaven, we will be walking not only in the truth, we'll be walking with the truth. I mean, think about this. God, Revelation chapter 21 and verse 3, we're walking with him. John chapter 16 verse 13 says that he is the Spirit of truth. Indeed, God being the Holy Spirit, he is the Spirit of what? Of truth. Numbers chapter 32 and verse 19, we've talked about this many times. God's not a man that he would lie. It's impossible for God to lie. Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18. God is truth, and it says that the great joy, Psalm 86, 11, is that I would walk in your truth, Lord. Revelation 21 verse 3, we're walking with God And as we see here, God's the truth. We will be walking in the truth with the truth. This desire becomes a heavenly reality as well. And then we see in verse 5, listen to this. Isn't this great? Beloved, it's a faithful thing that you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testified about this, to your love before the church. Isn't this amazing? Though they're not of us, though they're not our culture, our people group, they are what you would consider, quote-unquote, strangers. You showed the same love, and they bragged about your love to us, acting faithfully. Isn't that something else? When we see people that are diverse in appearance, in actions, in language, in dialect, in habits, but under Christ, we're all the same. Galatians 3 says there is no difference in there among the believers. And then I think of the beautiful passage in Revelation chapter 7 and verse 9. What does it say there? It says, John says, I'm in heaven. I can't even count the number of the redeemed, but look, they're from different nations and people groups, meaning races, different tribes, skin colors, languages, and they're all together celebrating the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Ephesians 1:10, all in eternity will be brought together. All of the believers, all of the Christians will be brought together. It says here, they were strangers and you brought them in and showed them love. And that's a reality. Those are just three hints: health, truth, and togetherness, which is the desire in 3 John 1, which will be the reality in heaven. Finding heaven in John in just these 15 verses, and I barely even touched the heavenly truths in this chapter. Something for us to think about. Thank you, my friend. You are a blessing to me, and I also repeat this. If you would like for me to come and speak at your church, I would absolutely love it by invitation, just as John says here. Oh, I write these things, and you know, I would rather not write them in pen and ink or just by broadcast. I would love to see you face to face. If it's possible, during the course of this year, this calendar year, your group, your assembly, your church, your camp, your conference would like me to come and speak with you, I'd love it. I would absolutely love it. Just contact me, brad@theheaventour.com. Let's see if we can make something happen. Hey, I appreciate you so very much. I got to run and here, and I'll be getting back into Revelation 19 in our next podcast. Take care. God bless you. Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
In order for the Heaven Tour to continue fulfilling our mission, we humbly ask for your support. Your generosity allows us to continue to proclaim and explain the biblical truth of heaven and to mentor many. All eligible donations are tax deductible, so please prayerfully consider an end-of-year gift. You can send your gift to the Heaven Tour, P.O. Box 795 Pickens, South Carolina 29671. Thank you and have a blessed Thanksgiving.